that's approved. So John, that's it. So if you want to blitz John, we should make your stuff. Just a brief introduction. I did not make a whole lot of friends in college for work and stuff. Although I'm extrovert and like deep down, I'm extrovert. And extroverts don't have a lot of and so I just have just a few close friends. Down to close friends. Shannon, I'm the close friend. Lady, and a new man from the meeting. Yes. But we have both services last 10 years or so. And in the seminary, I really didn't make any friends. There were the younger set, Pastor Tom, Steve, they were all, well, they were young boys, you know, like Stefan and Tom and Steve and little guys. And so they were a different generation. So I fit in with an older generation, John and some other guys. So from the seminary days, I really the only lasting friendship I saw in the shipment in the seminary. The only lasting friendship from seminary would be her husband, John. When Jimmy, the baby, was born, that was the first baby of our new generation. Jim and Gam loved his baby. And I thought, how cool, but two people love a baby so much. God was good. It's good too. As and so we've known each other a long time, and because of John, I've had experience with China. So when he became the head of Wonderland China, I was asked to get you over there. And then in July of 2007, that was my first trip to October 2007. God spoke to me in a very vivid using Chinese phrase, I gave you the signs of the house of prayer. So whatever I knew for the rest of my life, one part was the house of prayer. But that was an encounter happening in China where God spoke to me in leadership. Very powerful. And some of us have also just John at the Lord's ownership. So we had Christian and small staff are just active. And although the church is small, it's important spiritually. The staff is going to work with the long spirit. And so he says, here are your family. So it's more than a mission focus. I think John, come on. You can make your day up and say, you wouldn't mind just extending off. Lord, we thank you for this year round, span of time, span of day. Unrated rain, faith, and the shape of our hope, Lord. I just thank you for this, this focus on the system. This faith and speak your voice. And so at the end of it, but your voice, your voice. Father, your guidance. So be honored and dear brother, dear friend, your leader. Bless John. Bless him. First passion before him, bless you. Bless family in Jesus' name. We bless the whole girl family extended by the tribe of Israel, Lord, to call them all into their season and their time. Don't do in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, this day that we will speak in Amen.
Wow. That made me red.
Not many. I'm all right.
I don't know. Really I shut it out.
I had to close it in.
Huh? Oh, okay.
Oh, there we go.
It's the button. It's someone.
That's a view.
No, no, just go up one.
The what?
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
Okay.
See, it's the wrong screen.
Yeah, I know. There's that switch.
So we must.
I can't read it.
But our craziness is on a different order. So don't get wrapped up too much on that one.
It does a week.
Okay.
Especially if you follow that.
Well, I can do.
I had trouble early on in Korea. Well, I wouldn't say trouble. I would wait there because that's what you know. But you Jesus. You know, when the current president of Korea.
Is that when he goes into ministry time?
He was.
As the
former president was
just moved to
beach.
Okay.
Again, it's sitting up against the opposing party. For good reasons, I think it was one. One day, one of the members didn't show up on church for about 4 weeks. So I checked him, what's going on? Are you okay? He said, I'm not going to church anymore because of what you said about the opposing party. So I said, really? Okay, let's get together and meet. So we did at Gangnam Spa. He called the shop. And he told me his points. I told him my new points. We agreed, she disagreed. And then the Anthony judge was advised, and then they didn't come anymore. Well, I don't make excuses for that. Sometimes we have to stand up for what we believe in. But not for not too much, because if we do, we don't go back to church. So, yes, if you feel really, really passionate about what's going on in USA, for me, it's in Korea, and I speak out once in a while, but, you know, and do it, but don't make that the center of your church. Oh, God. You know what? At the end, everything will work out. Turn to the person next to you and say, everything will work out in the end. Whatever that's in the end, whatever. That's right, that's right. And only history will tell. But what we have been pushing for and believing and praying for is right or not, only history will tell. So let's wait. Let's wait. Today, the message title is this. Oh, there you go. Wow, you guys are ahead. Actually, there you go. Don't squander the gift of life. Maximize it and make it the best you can. They say cat of nine lives. How many love cats? Ooh, cat liver. Yeah. But man has only one life to live. So we must not squander our one life, but live the best we can with what we've got and don't know. I think that language. In all of life, we must know one work. Say work. Work is a key word today. We must work. Without work, nothing happens. Work is not work. In heaven, there is work. The nature of work is different. The fruitfulness of work is different. The experience in work is different. But work was in the beginning. It all evolved, and there shall be work. Also, they say, oh, I'm for retirement. Retirement is overrated. Way, way overrated, as those people who have retired can testify. You slowly die out of work. And needless. That's true. That's true. I'm not kidding. It is true. In all of life, you must work. Work is good. Say, work is good. We must work to become the best version of ourselves. Don't compare, become the best version of yourself in the likeness of Christ. Number two, 1 persevere to live the very best life you can with what you've got and what you don't got.
Amen.
Amen. And seek God's always enough, always available, never failing grace along the way. Being God is what is needed, being God is what is God. And us and God is what makes the world. Oh. In all of life, from the beginning to the end, from birth to death, we must work to become the best version of ourselves and persevere to live the best life we can, as best as we can with what we've got and know God. For life in heaven is easy, but life on earth is harder. And we never know what we're going to get or it's not. Life is too unpredictable, even if we plan it well. How many of you have discovered that in your life? Yes, if you haven't, then you haven't lived your life yet. You mean it's so much of a safety job. You have not taken any risks. You have never gone out of your boundary. You have never gone out of control. That's not living. That's managed. Life is a danger. That's why it's a spice of life. Failures, that's how you learn from. Without failures, there's no success. Without failure, there's no wisdom. Without failure, there's no success. The gift of youth is that we are courageous and we have a lot of energy. That's the gift of youth. So when you are young, and that's what it's a term. So you are in the age of saying, oh, we're going to part. I'm not going to go to part. We're not going to go to part. Part doesn't count. They all do. That's my dad. I gave you a note. You know what I love? You're young. The gift of youth is courage, passion, and energy. Do something. Anything. You can do all of it. You can do one. You have limited energy, time, life, resources, responsibilities. You won't care about it. But when you're young, and just like Matthew says, that's you. That's the king of you. You only move once to end. You can send it. It's your life. Life is too unpredictable. Even if you plan it well, the only one who knows our life is God. We must also not blame and complain for long and stay in our sorrows and self-pity when something bad happens. For in the end, the only one who will be sorry is you. I'm giving you some angles. For life. Everyone else will move on with their life and be alone. Sorry, produces time. When you fall, and you fall, anyone who has done anything with their lives will fall. How many of you have fallen more than once in your lives? Okay, what? How many have never fallen? You are living in unsafety. There's no way to live. You are not going outside your safety zone, which means you don't know what your potential is. Yes. You know how I got my jobs? You know, when I was in here and I need a job, you know what I would do? People around me, my military engineers would say, oh, there's no job there, oh, no, no, that. That company, I tried that company doesn't have to go with me. You know what I would do? I would call them and I would sleep and get a job. One time I got a job at the insist. And the reason was because of that department head said, you know what, I like you. knows our uniform in front of occupying itself what I pursue. Because I like to do it. We're gonna have to get a job. That's how I got my job. You never know what you get. Because only the place we go amazing things and nevertheless impact your family and children. Big value. If there's something we go down there and cut off to go for it, do it. Don't look back and say, oh, I've worked all years for this. Who cares? Because life is not about accumulating things. Life is about growing and adventure. And impacting your life and your life. Impacting people. So when you fall, get up quickly. When you succeed, stay humble. When others hurt you, forgive them completely. Hold no grudges, hold no blame. It only becomes an ugly baggage in your life, and you'll be distorted because of it. Yes, you will be distorted because of it. When you put others right for pride and humble yourself, how many of you have put others in? You want to repent, but you're fired for some of them. All of you, the rest of you, are the lying. Or lying. Or maybe you can't think, you know, this is a true fact of a question. And then time to respond. Repent quickly and thoroughly if you have something to repent. But life gives you a lemon, then the lemon out of it if possible. Genesis chapter 15, James 1. All things are not. We look up these passages, and that's why I'm doing this powerful moment so that we can take pictures and go back home and look up these verses. Learn from it if there's anything to learn. Humble yourself if you see pride and self sufficiency rising up. And keep on going, even if it's just putting one foot forward, living one day at a time. These are all wisdom for life. This is how you prosper forward. This is how you maximize your life. This is how you become the best version of yourself and the very best version of the life that you can. God will be with you always, and God will mature you if you let it even through troubles, both successes and troubles. God will mature you. It's cute. Then the Bible says, "Be definite." The name of the shame. Oh my goodness, that's the word. That was written about with God Elizabeth. But lazy people have always been around since the dawn of time. That makes them lazy. I don't know. It's the way of your body, your nature, your DNA, your inclination, your upbringing, your choices, whatever it is, just like anything else can be changed and broken, laziness must be broken. So don't be lazy, for life is too short, and then quickly catch your life. Life is a gift. Just as the next one says, life. It's present. Even if some of us don't think so for now, then you can feel it. It gives you and everything around you, your relationships, your family, your potential, your life itself, slowly but surely it will kill you. And soon you die with nothing to show for. Don't give us all. Get up into something, hey. A hard heart doesn't go anywhere. You can't. It must first move to go anywhere. Don't get hard heart. The work is not a person. It's a gift of God. Man must be by God to work and govern, beginning with ourselves. How we cross the living God. How we turn every potential into reality is still working. Whether it's me, my family, my children, my work, my society, my nation, or the world that I live in, it is still working. Turn the potential into reality. Work is not a curse. It exempted the fall of all, just in 72 verses 8. And it will exist in heaven, not in 19, but rest in 22. Through the fall, what changed was that work is hard, misguided, and unfruitful, not work itself. So, how do we modify ourselves? It commences by corrupt when you see him face to face. So it is. Through our lifelong work that produces him, we will hear Jesus smile and say, well done, my good and faithful servant, enter into my joy and rest. You have been faithful with few worldly things. Now I put you in charge of many having things, and there are universes. We see that life in heaven continues where we left off here on earth. Yes, heaven is real. 14. We're supposed to worry who went to heaven at 3 years old. How many of you ever saw? You have to put that in. And life continues in heaven, where we left off here on earth. So if we have been close and intimate with Jesus on earth, we'll be closer with Jesus on earth. If we'll be faithful with the worldly things that God gave to us, however small or big it may be, in heaven, God will put us in charge of greater things. Life doesn't stop. There's no discontinuity. The only discontinuity is that our body will go back to the ground and be given a new group of life. But our life continues. Our relationship continues. If we enter into Jesus now, then we go to heaven. That's where we pick up. In this building. First John, therefore, says, everyone who has a soul of Jesus' return, purify themselves, judge his children. So we continually work at becoming better pictures of ourselves in the likeness of God, through transforming our character. Our life, overcoming sinful habits and temptations, and aligning ourselves in moral and spiritual holiness in the likeness of Christ, because life goes on. And if God makes my life exciting, but makes my toil sufferings mean. That's what makes body losses going to heaven. I would say far more than any earthly thing that I do. This is how we can forget our enemies. This is how we can move on, even though we're not enemies. This is how we can not be divided and divided Christ, even though we're Don't give us a pity. The bridges were not complete. By the way, you should not. By the sword. They quickly passed us by as many of the elderly people were expecting. While we still have present strength, it was work. Work that pleased God and bring light to people and the world around us. And when we grow old and our faculties weaken, we must try to find work that we can do. Whether it's paper or voluntary work or taking care of your dad or mom, that doesn't matter. Work is work. But without work, lose life and hurts. And many were tired of the justified. I got a call from one of my cousins my age that I got touched with for many, many years. He called. My mom had to let this end. He called. One of the things he said was, you know, I'm tired now. I've got the time. I can afford to my time. I can afford my time. But now I am more scared. You know how people, many people, their greatest pain in life is that they have no meaningful work to do. And because they have no meaningful work to do, they have no genuine relationship. Think about it. Think about your life. Who are your close friends? Who are the people that you're hanging around with? Who are your friends now? Is it all work to do? Or those of us on the internet? But I'm not certainly why I'm going on a life. I was the community because so many beings want to be the lead for this and that, for fellowship, for power, whatever, for the power. So there's when I look to why I'm around. It's not that they have vision, it's just that we don't have to be talked about anything. So if you don't work, you will find the belief, no purpose. And if you have no plans, you don't. And all the time on your hands, you can feel that your days are not a vessel, but a curse. So what do you do? But you don't want to miss it. I've said it for a long time. And so in my own, I shall never do that. You know where I got that from? Lord Cunningham. He told the man who made great impact in my life, and he said, there is no kindness for the service. In the beginning, I thought he was great. He was alcoholic. He should have come. But then I came to realize that this is my God. About finding the type of work, friends, community, and meeting friends who are being up in the moment. That's why we have to help. So we must fight the good fight and work. Everything that hinders and obstructs life, we must fight to weaken it and yet will. And when we are going strong, we can live out of our will and self-strength. But where did we come from? We must live out of whom we have become. So while we can, one of the most important work that we must do is that genuinely changing ourselves and becoming a better version of ourselves from inside out. Only then, when we grow older and step in our ways, our step ways will lead us and not kill us. This is how we're going to end our life work. Life in America is not a short sprint. So we must become the people that others want to hang around with. We must live a life that is far more amazing, glorious than we have ever imagined to have come. We must become more and more like us. We must work on our stubbornness, pride, self-righteousness, self-sufficiency and control, anger, pride, bitterness, and rest here, so many things, so depressive, bad, annoying habits, and whatever errors that hinders us from beginning, from becoming the most amazing version of ourselves. Then life will be easy for us because we are whom we become inside out than others who we can grow. There's been records then because we are living out of whom we have become. It's now our nature and heaven. That's the goal. If you want to grow old and wonderfully and then become a wonderful person, that's the goal. We must change. We must grow. While we are still young, we have energy, will, power, strength to will ourselves to change, to make efforts to change. God, with all our heart, mind, soul, and to reign, to try to work, to change. To change. If you want to be a happy person again. That's my goal. I'm sure that's your goal also. So let's work on ourselves. Let's deal with our past and present, whatever may hinder us. And let's work towards a new self, new life, new perspective, and new character in each one of us. Let's become a hero that others want to be near and around. Let's be happy, content, and thankful people. Generous and compassionate. Not grumpy, not angry, not gloomy. Not critical, not nasty, not burdensome, but life-giving and life-seeking and enjoying one another. And that's champion people, yes, that's champion people. For these people who carry the power of them, that their lives are impacted by us. Let's invest in people more and more. Best on the finish.
Wait,
life is short. And it's very impressive. And let's be wary of the deceitfulness of worldly fame and success. It is far overrated. World reputation is even more far overrated. This is key. Make sure that these things, that the world treasures and world platform, and even just more, let's make sure that they don't get a hold of us. It is far overrated. It is gone in a month. Instead, let's be happy that Christ is with us and that our names are written in heaven. For life continues.
was witnesses, as witnesses in every sworn service. Don't want to face anything with them when they leave this world, not even the clothes on their body, for they can be hanged. For naked we shall go. So that's pretty good. They can have impacts on the lives of people dealing with our own family and those around us. What about you? Help us all. Help us become the most amazing version of ourselves in the likeness of Christ. And you get the most glorious life to by going for it. Confess, Lord, that before we knew you, there was nothing good in us. Even now, we confess, Lord, that we are our own worst enemy. We keep on getting in the way of ourselves. We keep on getting in the way of becoming the better version of ourselves. We become our greatest enemy in terms of going for new adventures and opportunities. Fear, doubt, greed, comparison. These things kill us. It is us who hinder us to change and become and live. But Lord, you change us all. Lord, your life in us changed us all. Your goodness and faithfulness transform us from inside out to take on new nature, new character, new self, and new amazing life. Let's live out the 2 Corinthians 5, 17 passage. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old is going away. New is arrived. New self. New nature, new possibilities, new reality out of what was once and only a potential. So hope against one hope. Okay. Look ourselves and say it's impossible. It's hope against hope. To us, it's hope against hope. Don't be thankful. We trust you and declare our love to you. All because you first loved us. And your love is from everlasting to everlasting. It is now, it will continue. And when our body is no more, and we transition to heaven, your love. In heaven, we don't just stay at the state where we enter heaven, we keep on going. We keep on going. You think this world is amazing, this universe is amazing? One day when it returns, it is blown up like a scroll. And we enter into a new world that is more beautiful than it ever imagined. You and I become amazing people. We have an amazing life to say, you have to live. Even if you have six kids out of the world, you have to be able to live. You can't. This is what you're doing. You're just off. We have to see. We must expect. We must grow. We must transform. But this flesh is what limits us. When you begin to think about heaven, the life that you live in, and the world that you live in, think as such.
And in his land. Oh. Not just probably. But of all things about. Lord, do not turn. Ponder. Or stop following. All the things of our life. Let's make this Sunday not just another great Sunday, but let's make this a transformation. Playing of music in the background.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you,
Jesus. Let's connect with God. The next 10 minutes, let's all connect with God. Whatever has been hindering you, whatever you have been burdened by, whatever fear and doubt, discouragement you have, whatever regrets, whatever hopelessness. On the other side, whatever pride, self-sufficiency, apathy, false sense of security, that's all been done over. Ask the Lord to expose it. That we may see it, we may see the ugliness of it, the absolute meaninglessness and the uselessness of it, as the Lord knows.
Why is it not happening here?
To get out of our hindrances and encumbrances, then we may grow even more from amazing versions of ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. This is for the next 10 minutes when I just deal with the Lord in personal. As we pray to the Lord, if you want to cry out to the Lord, cry out. It's going to be silence. It will be for the Lord to take it there as well. Stand up, do it, whatever it is. Then deal with the Lord. With you, Lord, and us. Lord, help us. Lord Jesus, come. We are off for the Lord's minute. Help us to expose what hinders us from becoming the most amazing person of ourselves. Help us to no longer appear to our Lord God. Lord Jesus. Jesus.